for the past 47 years has been a road race run in the city of New Orleans on Easter Saturday morning. It's called the Crescent City Classic. Many of you may have run in it or participated in some way. Over 20,000 runners and walkers every year usually participate in the race. Some of the characters in the race are pretty funny. They dressed up in crazy outfits, like that of a clown, or sometimes a dancer with a tutu, or even the Easter Bunny. Many of the runners along the way have ways to stop and drink a beer as they go down the 6.2 mile path. It starts at the Louisiana Superdome, goes down Poydras Street through the French Quarter, and winds up in City Park, where there's a huge party at the end of the race. Many people train for many weeks a long way to be able to accomplish this goal of running 10,000 meters. Over the last 47 years, many people in our family have participated in the race in most of the years. Perhaps the greatest joy is when they reach the goal of the finish line of running 10,000 meters or 6.2 miles. It truly is a wonderful time. From Matthew's gospel today, Jesus teaches us about reaching a different kind of goal. It's the most valuable goal in life, to reach heaven. Now, by way of background for today's homily, Jesus is well into his public ministry time when he goes about teaching from the parables. He performed many miracles like healing the sick, raising the dead, stopping storms in the middle of those storms, and being able to cure demons, and also feeding 5,000 people. Wherever he went, large crowds gathered to see him and hear all of his teachings. For as the Messiah, he was unlike anyone who had ever lived before. Chapter 13 of Matthew's Gospels, which we've covered over the last few weeks, describes a day when our Lord was at the seashore, teaching a large crowd lessons on spirituality through a series of parables. The day was similar for all of us, like going to school where you had your best teacher and you really enjoyed being in class. Jesus taught the parables of the sower, the weeds among the wheat, and the mustard seed. Today we study the last and most important of the parables of that day, the goal of heaven. Now, just a reminder, our Lord teaches in parables so we all understand how to live the spiritual life that he wants us to live. In the gospel today, St. Matthew describes the goals that were common at the time of Jesus in the parables that he speaks about. He tells us about a merchant who's always searching for the finest pearl to be able to resell it for a fortune. Or a businessman works hard to accumulate great wealth, to buy land where he can bury his treasure. In our modern world, we have goals too. Remember when we were all students? We wanted to make the best grades, excel in academic or athletic competition, and have large groups of friends to spend time with. As adults, we have goals of getting the best job possible to support our family, saving money for retirement, acquiring perhaps a nice car, a good place to live, and providing a good education for our children. As retirees, we want to sit back and take it easy, perhaps do some traveling, and enjoy quality health. But what's missing from all these efforts? There's no focus on the greatest goal of all, to get to heaven. The Savior tells us the kingdom of heaven is far greater than any earthly goal to accomplish. It is the greatest and best goal of all to pursue. A great social life, nice cars or a nice home, doing some traveling or a good retirement are no match for eternity in heaven. It's okay to have earthly goals as long as we follow the values of Jesus to accomplish them and don't engage in misconduct. But we must always keep the focus on the grand goal of heaven and never, ever lose sight of it. We must do everything we can to get there. Jesus tells us two times in today's gospel these words, sell all that we have to get to heaven. So how do we reach heaven? Jesus teaches us how in his parables at the seashore that day. In the parable of the sower, we have to be the seed in the rich soil who hears the words of Jesus, understands it, and practices them, and yields a fruit of 100 or 60 or 30 fold. We can't be the seed that falls on rocky ground to hear the words of Jesus, but falls away due to anxiety in the world and the lure of earthly riches. In the parable of the mustard seed, it's the smallest of all the seeds, but when fully grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush that the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. The Savior teaches us we must grow spiritually mature, practicing the ways of Jesus to have the greatest impact on all those around us and our families, our friends, our neighbors, and co-workers, thereby bringing us closer to our Lord and all of them to gain heaven. The Savior further teaches that when we shift our efforts away from the shallowness and emphasis of earthly goals apart from God and focus our attention on the heavenly goal, we will experience divine joy. So what is divine joy? It frees us from the attachments of this world. It touches the inner core of our being. We want to shed everything that stands in the way of it. We want to expend all of our energies to experience this divine joy. At the end of our Lord's teachings at the shore that day, he closes with two powerful commands to all the people of that time and to all of us to be able to reach heaven. The first command from our Savior is this. He says, at the end of time, the angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous. The righteous will gain heaven, and the wicked will be thrown into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. In the second command, the Savior says this. Each of us has a duty, like the head of a household, to help those around us learn the teachings to help them gain heaven. You see, we can't be slugs anymore and watch others fall on rocky ground without reaching out to them to get them into the rich soil. We have to be bold and fearless in this effort, just as Jesus was in public ministry that was followed by his apostles and all of the saints. So what parent would let their children fall on rocky ground? So what brother or sister would let their siblings fail to reach the rich soil? Please remember, as our Lord was teaching his parables that day, he frequently said, whoever has ears ought to hear. My sisters and brothers, Jesus is giving us a call to action today, to work hard to reach the goal of heaven and help our loved ones do the same.